The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN and get a 100% deposit match. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. And you can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. You can also follow them at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. Also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. That's where I post out my sports betting and sports opinions. That's where I post free play winners for you guys as well. And most significantly, in my opinion, that's where I post my profit and loss spreadsheets. That differentiates me from 99% of the other handicappers on X because I am actually transparent and tracked and I make a regular profit. Well, I have done for 129, soon to be 130 months in a row. What that means is for over a decade plus 10 additional months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. I've had losing days, yeah, I've even had losing weeks, but over that 30 to 31 day period, I've never had a losing month. 130 months undefeated, 2 months away from an 11 year streak without a single losing month. Hopefully we can get there. All the spreadsheets are available to look at. The latest spreadsheet is always the pin tweet at LockBettingXEX account. So at the moment, you can see the P&L for the month of February, which was good for £2,700, so 27 units, which converts to over $3,500 once you convert it from pounds to dollars. You can scroll down to find all the other spreadsheets, but they are posted in a more convenient location. That is the lockbetting.com website where you can also sign up for additional plays. If you want to ask questions before you do that, after you've done that research, and I encourage you to look at those spreadsheets, look at that, do your due diligence, look through them, see how we manage a bankroll, see how we get to this profit every single month. And if you have questions after that, my DMs are open at the X account I mentioned, at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. But when you look through my spreadsheets, you won't find none of this garbage where we chase losing plays with bigger players. You won't find many two-unit plays there, if any, three-unit, four-unit, five-unit, 10-unit, 20-unit. They won't be disguised as whale plays or five-star, 10-star, 20-star, play of the year, play of the month, play of the century. None of that monopoly money garbage terminology. Just real bets for real people with a disposable income who want to make gambling more fun without blowing their load. And what's more fun than winning money? And you can win that money over at Lock Betting. So let's move on with this edition of Scamessa Italia, where the slate begins on Saturday with the 11:30 a.m. kickoff between Napoli and Atalanta. Now, it's worth noting that we have games on Saturday. We have no games on Sunday because Italy is still a very religious country who take Easter Sunday very seriously because, of course, Jesus came back to life and they take that seriously. So, and so do I. I'm not taking that seriously. But There's no games on Sunday, so we have a gap. We have games on Saturday, then Jesus comes back to life on Sunday, and then we have another lot of games on Monday. So that may be confusing to some when we break this down, but we're going to cover some selected games from Saturday and some selected games from Monday as well. It's even confusing for me. So we begin with a very marquee game as Napoli are hosting Atalanta. Napoli's last threads of qualifying for a Champions League spot seem to be eroding away. They're now just probably hoping for a European spot. They come into this game as the champions from last season, but situated in seventh position. They are 2 points behind Atalanta, but they've played a game more. But most significantly, they are 9 points behind Bologna, while Atalanta are 7 points behind Bologna, but they have a game in hand. So this is a very important game when it comes to European football. Napoli are the 11-10 favourites to win it. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Atalanta are the 23-10 underdogs. Can't trust Atalanta on the road. Can't trust Napoli anywhere this season. They don't seem to be getting a bounce from any of these new managers. And for that reason, we are going to steer away from picking a winner here. And we're simply going to go for the goals. Both teams to score offers up some significant value here given the data. And I'm surprised to see it available at the price of 7-10. Given Napoli have seen this selection cash in every single one of their last 8 games. That's right, BTTS has cashed in all 8 of Napoli's last 8 games. They've also gone without a clean sheet since January, which is only part of their problems. As for Atalanta, they have conceded in 8 of their last 9 matches. So you've got Atalanta, who've conceded a goal in 8 of the last 9, whilst Napoli have seen BTTS cash in 8 of the last 8, yet we're getting a 7-10 line here on BTTS cashing once again. I'm going to jump on that. I'm going to make that my main lean here for this game. We're going to take both teams to score as our first selection in the 11:30 a.m. kickoff on Saturday between Napoli and Atalanta. We move on to the later kickoffs on Saturday, starting with the 5:30 game between Lazio and Juventus. But before we do that, let me quickly take a pause here to let you guys know what you probably already know. You are listening to the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Now, the SGPN is home to 20 plus gambling podcasts, and every single one of them is completely free. So when we swept the international show midweek going 6-0, that was free. 6 free winning picks on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. So in honor of March Madness, this week's featured shows are the Sports Gambling Podcast flagship show, which is hosted by Ryan Real Money Kramer and Sean Stacking the Money Green, where the guys have picked every tournament game against the spread since 2012. Now, I came aboard the Sports Gambling Podcast in 2014, and that was for the 2014 World Cup. And we launched the Soccer Gambling Podcast in 2016. These guys have been making college picks since 2 years before that. So it will be a decade for me in May. They've got 2 extra years on me. That's how long things have been going on. And of course, we can't talk about college basketball without giving a shout out to the College Basketball Experience with Colby Dant, a.k.a. Pick Dundee, Ryan Moneyline Mac, and the producer Noah B, as they continue their unmatched coverage of college basketball betting. So make sure you subscribe to both the Sports Gambling Podcast feed and the College Basketball Experience as well from wherever you get your podcasts. So let's gravitate back towards Serie A and the 5:30 kickoff between Lazio and Juventus, where Lazio are the 2-1 home dogs. It's 21-10 on the draw, and Juventus here are the 5-4 favourites. It's difficult to trust Juve to win at the moment. They've been on a bad run. They're completely out of title contention. They're just trying to stay in the Champions League places. If we look at the table and look at where Juve are now, they've dropped down to third position, but they are still 5 points ahead of Bologna. And most significantly, they are 8 points ahead of Roma. So I don't think Roma are catching up. But Juve do need to start picking up some points. And maybe they'll benefit from the international break. This does give them an opportunity to pick up a rare away win, but we won't take them on the money line because I'm not that confident about it. But I do think there's value at 7-10 in the draw no bet market, which pushes if it's a draw, which is the protection that we want. This Lazio team have lost their last three home Serie A matches, and despite beating Frosinone last time out, they still look like they are missing that cutting edge in attack. Juve are difficult to take on the money line, but I will take them here in the draw no bet market. This is a team that failed to win their last three away games. But prior to that, this was a team that did win six of their last seven, and the international break may help them. Draw no bet is to be taken because Juve have been on a bad run and they will be without two strikers. That could make a difference, but I think their solid defence is good enough for them to at least avoid a defeat here, meaning we'll lose no money with this selection. So Juve as a pick, Juve in the draw no bet market is what I'm going for here. And it's the same price as the first selection, 7-10 here for this one. Up next, we go to a very late game, a very interesting late game, between Milan and Fiorentina. Three really good games have actually covered so far. Milan are the 6-4 favourites to win this one. It's 12-5 on the draw, and Fiorentina are the 7-4 home underdogs. Fiorentina trying to get back into the European places. They're currently in eighth position, and they're just outside of what would be a Europa Conference League place. Obviously, they need to get ahead of last season's champions, Napoli. But quite a ways away from Champions League contention. There's an 11-point gap between them and Bologna. So realistically, that's gone for Fiorentina. Milan, they are comfortably inside the top four. They will qualify for the Champions League, which was their goal at the start of the season. But way, way behind Inter, 14 points. They're not going to mount a title challenge. So this is probably a game where Fiorentina could get something from it, but I'm simply going to go for the goals here again, as I did with the first game. I think both teams will find a net here in this one. Milan coming into this one, having won three Serie A games in a row and five in all competitions. Many of their games have seen both teams to score and over 2.5 goals as well. And the same could be said of Fiorentina's last five home league games. So it goes without saying that Fiorentina are a team who like to play front foot football. I see the same here once again, and I do see both teams finding the net. Now, obviously, with the data, you will have to lay some juice here. This is at 4-6 minus 150, but I definitely think it is the safest way to go, with both teams scoring along with over 2.5 goals scored in 11 of Milan's 14 away Serie A games. And both teams have scored with over 2.5 goals cashing in four of Fiorentina's last five home league games. You can actually take BTTS with over 2.5 goals collectively for a better price. You can get that at plus money at 13-10, plus 130. And the data obviously does not dissuade you from doing that. But I'm just going to take the safer option of BTTS just in case this peters out into a 1-1 draw. I do believe at some point that AC Milan will fully focus on the Europa League, because I do believe they are safely inside the top four. It doesn't really matter if you finish second, third or fourth. Yes, it's great to finish second to say you were the runners up. And I do believe that Milan will get that spot, because I think Juve are going to be somewhat inconsistent between now and the end of the season. I do believe that playing the same team over and over again for Juve was good at the start of the season for making them, for getting them into the position where they contended temporarily with Inter, but Inter have blown everybody away in the end. And I think Juve's legs have gone a little and Milan have a little bit more quality and will ultimately finish in second spot. But it's not that important. Not as important as just simply qualifying for the Champions League and doing everything you can to get your hands on a trophy. But we're not at that point yet. So I still believe we'll see a decent effort from AC Milan for the next 4 or 5 weeks before they solely focus on the Europa League, if they remain in the Europa League at that point. Before we move on to Sunday's games, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head over to Cut and download Cut today in the App Store or over at Cut.com. That's Cut with a K, K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and it's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry because of that fact. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com and find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as the instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Jesus will rise on Sunday, so we will jump across to Monday to look at the two games that we've picked out from Monday's slate. We begin with the game here between Lecce and Roma, where Roma are the even money favourites to win at Lecce. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 16-5 here on Lecce. I love Roma in this spot. I was initially critical of them firing Jose Mourinho, but hey, Daniel De Rossi has taken charge, and he's got some very, very good results. He's continued to win at home. He's actually built on the home record, and they're actually winning on the road now as well. And they come up against the Lecce side, who have lost 3 of the last 4 Serie A home games, and quite simply, they have stopped scoring goals. Meanwhile, there's a real feeling that Roma have improved since getting rid of Mourinho. They've won 7 of the last 9 games since Daniel De Rossi took charge, and they've won 3 of the last 4 away league contests as well, which simply wasn't happening under Mourinho. This Lecce side have failed to score in 4 of the last 6 league games, including each of their last 2 at homes. The two goals they have scored during that run have actually been own goals, and their top goal scorer is on a 7-game drought without scoring a goal. Now, Roma don't keep many clean sheets away from home or many clean sheets in general, but this is actually a chance to get one, and one goal may be enough to actually win this game. I think Roma are capable of scoring more than one, obviously, and therefore they are a very, very solid play here against an opponent who can't score goals. So we're going to take Roma here on the money line, a nice and simple selection at a very good price of even money plus 100. We finish up by looking at Inter Milan at home to Empoli, where the champions elect are the 1-4 minus 400 favourites, with a draw at 6-1 and Empoli here at 12-1. I can't see past Inter Milan obviously winning this game, and I can't see Empoli scoring. So Inter Milan to win this game to nil is the selection here, which is like the last game at even money plus 100. Inter have won 9 of the last 10 home league games and have kept a clean sheet in 7 of those in the process. Empoli shouldn't be one of the teams who score against Inter on their own turf, because they've lost their last 3 Serie A games and have actually failed to score each time in those 3 games. They've also lost their last 3 matches against Inter and haven't scored in any of those games either. So for me, this is a simple play on Inter. They're a solid money line parlay piece for your weekend parlays. If you're looking at something big from across Europe, you could look at Tottenham in the EPL, Chelsea in the EPL, Liverpool in the EPL, and you could certainly look at Bayer Leverkusen in the Bundesliga, and you can also turn to Inter Milan relatively safely in Serie A. But our single game selection here will be Inter Milan to win to nil here, Inter with a clean sheet and a victory at the price of even money plus 100. Before we close out with the lock on this show, and we desperately need a lock winner on this show because we went on an incredible lock run, and now we are on a poor lock run and looking for a bounce back. We're a long way away from when we went 10-1-1, having lost the last three locks and looking for a bounce back. Before I give you that lock, let me tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hfbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. So closing out with your lock on the show. Now, I record this show on Friday, so giving a lock for an 11:30 a.m. kickoff UK time, which is 6:30 a.m. in the East Coast and 3:30 a.m. in the West Coast, probably isn't ideal. So I'm going to give you a backup lock here instead. The lock I'm going to give you, first of all, is Napoli versus Atalanta to have both teams score. So BTTS in the game between Napoli and Atalanta. If you're listening to this on time, that is your main lock at the price of 7-10. Obviously, we have strong data for that selection, stronger than the 7-10 price suggests, with the play cashing in 8 of the last 8 games for Napoli. And Atalanta have conceded in 8 of their last 9 matches. So a play that has cashed 100% of the time in Napoli's last 8 is being offered to us at 7-10. So we'll bite and take that as the main lock here on the show. If you're listening to this late, and that's understandable, then your secondary lock will be simply to take Roma on the money line. They've massively improved under Daniel De Rossi. They're coming up against a team here who are struggling to score goals. And I'd be more worried about Lecce if they actually had something to play for. If they were a team who were in the relegation conversation and desperately needed a win, then I would be more inclined to take them. Now, they're not safe by any means. They're actually just 4 points away from the relegation zone. But when you look at the relegation race, there's only 5 points, between Lecce in 13th position and Sassuolo in 19th position. So any one of these teams can go down. But at the moment, Lecce for me aren't in that conversation because those teams are quite tightly packed together, and it would need a lot of bad results, and particularly a bad run from Lecce for them to get dragged down there. And they're on that bad run, and I don't think their fate's going to be determined by results against teams challenging for the Champions League. That's Roma. Roma are a team in solid form, and Daniel De Rossi has, as I mentioned earlier, improved the away record. They're continuing to win at home, as they did under Mourinho. Roma is a fortress, but away from home, they have won 3 of the last 4 away contests. He's won 7 of the last 9 games since he's been in charge overall. And I'm going to ride the Roma and the Rossi train here. We're going to take Roma on the money line. Only play this as a 1-unit play if you don't get in on time for the first one. Now, I say that because I take 1-unit plays very seriously. At the top of the show, obviously, we talk about lock betting, and we talk about other cappers, and we say that we don't do none of that bullshit. No 5-star, no 10-star, no 20-star plays, no play of the year, no whale play, no max play, none of that nonsense. A max play for us most of the time is 1-unit, which is why I take it seriously. I take it seriously when people go to work and they earn $100, which is what a unit's supposed to be. That's significant money to me and to a lot of people. So we don't give out 2-unit plays or 3-unit plays willy-nilly. We do them mostly for futures. We save them for futures because we have earned that right. We have an 81% all-time futures record. So I'm not just going to toss out a double lock here for no reason. I'm going to tell you guys, if you can get onto the BTTS selection, get onto that. If you miss it, then play Roma instead. Otherwise, play a 1-unit play on the main lock and a 0.5-unit on the second lock. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.